Liam Horan here, this yet another audio booth of Glenrobe GAA Club today on Saturday, June 15, 2013. The junior game between Ballinrobe and our guest this weekend, rain is just over. And what a game we had. 3 goals and 9 for Ballinrobe, 2 goals and 10 for Wren, who led by, I think, 6 points, if not 5 or 6 points at one stage. Looked like they were going to cruise to victory. Ballinrobe brought on a few subs. Brendan Vahey got some good scores. And Tom Carney got what could only be described as a wonder goal on the right wing. But it was a great game of football and a huge crowd up as well here too. In fact, when Rin started getting ahead, the Ballinrobe crowd started blowing horns in favour of them actually. There was a bit of disgust with the local performance for a while. But a great evening, and I'm joined by the Vice President of Rin, Ballinrobe's Niall Murphy, who everybody would agree was man of the match out there this evening as well too. Niall, I'd say you're disappointed because you had a great chance.
I am disappointed. Yeah, the lads are disappointed. Like, we're going to have a great night tonight, but it just shows the measure of competitivity in there. The lads are sitting down there and they're frustrated. You know, they knew they had it and they gave everything. You know, the expression of leave it on the pitch, and we've been talking about that all week, and this is our kind of motto, is just to give everything. They gave it everything. We just fell a little bit short at the end. The lads that came on made the difference. Beats just killed us with his accuracy. And but geez, it was some match. You know, as a Ballinrobe man and a Red man, I didn't really lose. You know, it was a proud moment for me.
It had to be a proud moment. I mean, you brought your team back onto your home field, and people turned up to watch, and the great crowd here and all of that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. A really proud moment. You know, like, it's a cliche thing to, you know, come back and play in your own pitch, but it means a lot to me, and means a lot to me to play against my old buddies there, to get hit by them and to hit them back as well. You know, it was a great moment, yeah.
I suppose, when you got that far ahead, did you let the foot off the gas a little bit? Did you think it was going to get easier? What exactly happened?
I don't want to make excuses, but the lads are used to 10-minute half games in kind of more blitz. And so to go for the 30 minutes is, you know, we're not used to it. We've played, I'll tell you now, for maybe 90% of the team, it's the third 30-minute half match they've ever played. Oh. So they're used to 10 side matches in tournaments, a break, another game. So maybe just towards the end the legs weren't in it, you know, and it's not an excuse, it's just we were nearly there. Yeah.
What will the trip and that game do for the club and for the team?
It'll do wonders. Gaelic football has taken off. We need publicity. We need to build up. We're starting a new kind of website. Get stuff up on the website. Players come along then to try out Gaelic football. They have a look at the website. They see what we do. We go to Ireland. We went to Maastricht in Holland to play a European tournament. We'll be coming back to Ireland to Athlone to the European Championships sometime in November. And it's for the club, it brings publicity. For the players that have come here, it gets them together more. Last night while we had our preparation drinks, lads were talking about what are we going to do for next year, because this is the end of our year here. Mm-hmm. And it just gets lads together more. As I said, 2 years together, most of this team are. It's an opportunity to get closer. And
I know when we went to London twice and Barcelona once, and we were in Clare Island last year, it can have a great effect on club morale. It can be really powerful way of keeping people involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the guys are. We've become friends. You know, which is with the start of the year, we had 40, 50 guys at training, and losing some to injury. Trying to bring lads over here was tough. Trying to get a squad, but the core group have become very close, and the core group of players that are out in the field today take positions. I'm vice president. You have the secretary. There was vice treasurer. There was a lot of the guys that are taking part in the committee that were here today. So it's a real hands-on. I suppose we need some people like yourself, Liam, to get more publicity around our city here. But
every man is his price.
Every man is his price. Well, we'll have to sit down and talk about that tonight. Yeah.
You had a good day overall. You was up the coaching session here this morning with the debut day for the kids and involved in the market around the town, and you met Taoiseach Enda Kenny, who spoke to the other players.
Yeah.
Quite an amazing sort of a day, wasn't it?
It was incredible. Like, you couldn't have planned it any better. Like, actually, it wasn't really planned too much, but other than coming up here this morning with the young lads to see how it starts here in Ballinrobe, to meet the Ballinrobe people, to meet the Taoiseach, which, as I said before, I don't think they believe me that it was the Taoiseach. even to meet Mike Finno, who they've been listening to watching TV3 over in the Westport Inn, the bar we have our kind of clubhouse, and they know his voice, you know. To go around and see all that and then to come up here and to have such a game, you know, it's been a great day and a great experience for the team.
Okay, well, we're in O'Malley's bar for the video on the barbecue a little bit later on. Thank you, Niall, and we'll talk to you later on. Thank you
very much.